very young children, keep an eye out for predictable patterns, simple and pleasant text, and illustrations that cause your child to look a little longer than necessary. Kids this age especially enjoy well-written rhymes. Mother Goose, anyone? The mark of this age is their love for repetition. You'll find that your child doesn't tire of the same stories nearly as quickly as you do. In fact, it's quite likely that your small child would prefer you to read the same small handful of books multiple times in a row rather than reading from a more varied stack. You also don't need to have a huge collection of books for your 0-3s. Prior to age 2, Jim Trelease says, repeated readings of fewer books are better than a huge collection read infrequently. Keep a small basket of a few favorites handy for your child to access easily and be willing to read them over and over until you can recite them in your sleep. For kids 2 and under, or older kids who are still not gentle with books, try both board books and Indestructibles, a brand of hard-to-rip books you can find at your local bookshop or online. Let your very small child chew, sit on, play with, and experiment with books. You want books to become a favorite toy and companion. Don't insist that your small child turn the pages properly. With time, and modeling from you, of course, baby will pick up on the proper care of books all on her own. The most important task of reading with a small child is keeping the joy connection alive and healthy. We do this by making reading times warm and cozy, taking our time and, here's the kicker, reading books more slowly than we may feel naturally inclined to. Let your little ones leisurely pore over illustrations or quickly flip through pages one after another as they feel inclined. By doing so, we let our smallest kids form their own relationships with books. Any time spent reading with a child, age 3 and under, is time well spent. As you are reading those same simple books over and over and over, you are giving your child an amazing jump start, as well as a beautiful connection with books, and most importantly, a special bond with you. What toddlers can do while you read aloud. These activities are excellent for toddlers while you read aloud to them, but they are also excellent choices for when you need to keep little ones busy and quiet so you can read to their older siblings. Eat snacks. Try popsicles. They take a long time for small children to eat. Finger foods, when your child is ready for O-shaped cereal or small bits of fruit or cheese, are good choices as well. Put together chunky toddler puzzles. Color using paper taped to the high chair tray along with chunky crayons. Build with blocks. Play with a basket of favorite toys. It's okay if your child doesn't look like she's paying attention. Paint with a paintbrush and a small dish of water to be used in the high chair or outside. Tell your kids to paint the deck or paint the table while you read. Model with Play-Doh when your child is old enough not to eat it. Use washable dot markers found in art or school supply stores or online on big sheets of blank paper. My favorite Bible to read aloud to ages 0-3. The multiple volumes of Read Aloud Bible Stories written by Ella Lindvall and H. Kent Puckett are my very favorite for the youngest set. Simple and bright illustrations tell what the minimal text does not. I love how the illustrations in these books show scenes from unexpected perspectives. The sparse text is pitch perfect for a read-aloud, and parents reading it may find themselves considering Bible stories in a whole new light. You can find Read Aloud Bible Stories, Volumes 1 through 5, plus another volume called How God Made the World by the same author and illustrator team. 20 favorite read-alouds for ages 0-3. When I was building this book list, I looked for books with a pleasant rhythm and cadence, beautiful illustrations, and a pacing that very small children will appreciate. I tried to choose titles that parents can read again and again without going too crazy. Try to make sure the books you choose reflect a diverse array of cultures and characters. This book list will help you do that. Of course, the best books for 0-3s are the books that captivate your child. Start with this list and see where your child's interests lie. And remember the most important part. Have fun. Bee Bim Bop by Linda Sue Park, illustrated by Ho Beck Lee. A bouncy, rhyming board book, this sing-song story tells of a small child and her mother making a traditional Korean rice dish. Linda Sue Park's pacing is spot on. The vibrant colors and word pairings in this book make it a delight to read aloud again and again. And you probably will be doing just that at your child's request. Also try Jamberry by Bruce Deegan. Blue Hat, Green Hat by Sandra Boynton. Sandra Boynton's books will make both you and your young listener giggle. Her stories have been described as serious silliness for all ages. In Blue Hat, Green Hat, a confused turkey tries to get dressed. Read this one a few times, and soon your small child will be able to read it back to you. Also try But Not the Hippopotamus, Barnyard Dance, The Going to Bed Book, and Happy Hippo, Angry Duck, all by the same author-illustrator. Charlie Needs a Cloak by Tommy DePaola. Anything by Tommy DePaola is worth reading, but Charlie Needs a Cloak will especially capture the attention of the smallest reader. Poor Charlie the Shepherd wears a tattered cloak. Through humorous illustrations and simple, sparse text, watch Charlie shear the sheep, card and spin the wool, dye the cloth, and sew a beautiful new red cloak. Your children will love to find the mouse stowing away treasures throughout the pages. And don't be surprised if your child erupts in giggles on the last page. Also try Pancakes for Breakfast and My First Mother Goose by the same author-illustrator. And Pell's New Suit, a sheep shearing book written and illustrated by Elsa Besko. Dear Zoo by Rod Campbell. Where do you go for the perfect pet? The zoo, of course. But what kind of pet would be just right? Small children love lifting the flaps to reveal the animals in this classic board book. This will be a special favorite for 1 and 2 year olds. I nearly always give it as a baby shower gift. Also try Pika Who and Pika Moo, both by Nina Layden. Each Peach Pear Plum by Alan and Janet Ahlberg. A fun combination of Mother Goose and I Spy, this book is one your child won't tire of hearing you read time and time again. Little ones have just as much fun finding the hidden characters in the whimsical artwork as they do listening to the rhymes. My own small children asked me to read this book countless times. I can recite it with my eyes closed. Also try Peekaboo by Alan and Janet Ahlberg. The Giant Jumperee by Julia Donaldson, illustrated by Helen Oxenbury. Poor Rabbit. There's a frightening creature hiding inside his burrow. Rabbit's friends come to his aid, but they too are terrified by the booming, mysterious voice. Whatever will they do? Who is the Giant Jumperee, and how will they get it out of the burrow? This newer book is destined to become a classic for many years to come. Julia Donaldson is masterful at rhyming text, and the animals' expressions in Helen Oxenbury's illustrations will keep even adults giggling while they read. Also try The Gruffalo and The Snail and the Whale, both written by Julia Donaldson and illustrated by Axel Scheffler. Go, Dog, Go by P.D. Eastman. There are few delights for a child so certain as the dog party that appears at the end of this book, in the joyful experience of it being there every time you read it. Get the full version in hardcover or paperback, or the also delightful and far sturdier abridged version as a board book for the littlest tykes. Rhyming books are particularly enjoyable for small children, as they can help you read the book after they've heard it just a few times. This one is a favorite in many homes around the world. Also try board books by Dr. Seuss like One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish, Hop on Pop, and Fox in Socks. Good Dog, Carl by Alexandra Day. Wordless books are especially fun to read with small children. You may be surprised at what captures your child's attention as he peeks at the pictures. It takes careful skill and a robust imagination to tell a story completely in pictures, and Alexandra Day exhibits both with her stories about the beloved dog, Carl, baby's best friend. Also try the rest of the books about Carl by Alexandra Day, like Carl's Afternoon in the Park, Carl's Summer Vacation, and Carl's Birthday, and other wordless books like Goodnight Gorilla by Peggy Rathman. This one is hilarious. Hello Ninja by N.D. Wilson, illustrated by Forrest Dickinson. Ready for a laugh? This silly lighthearted board book walks you through a ninja's day. Ninjas, after all, chop, shop, and belly flop, don't they? But don't wake him up. Ninjas ninja hard all day, and this little ninja needs some rest. Also try Blah Blah Black Sheep by N.D. Wilson and Forrest Dickinson, and both I'm Grumpy and I'm Sunny by Jennifer L. Holm and Matthew Holm. Hush, a Thai Lullaby by Min Fong Ho, illustrated by Holly Mead. This sweet nighttime book won a Caldecott for Holly Mead's lovely illustrations. Lizard, lizard, don't come peeping. Can't you see my baby's sleeping? Each of the critters threatens to wake baby, and the last page is my favorite. Also try Marla Frazee's hilarious and endearing Hush Little Baby, a take on the American folk song, and Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, illustrated by Isa Trapani. Kitten's First Full Moon by Kevin Henkes. All kitten wants is a bowl of milk. But why is that round white bowl of milk so hard to get to? Animal-loving kids will love this sweet tale of a hungry little kitten and a shining full moon. Illustrated in stunning black and white, this book won the Caldecott Medal for the Best Illustrated Book of 2015. Also try All the World by Liz Garten Scanlon and Marla Frazee, and Gossie by Olivier Dunray. The Little Mouse, the Red Ripe Strawberry, and the Big Hungry Bear by Don Wood and Audrey Wood. Little Mouse is thrilled to find a red ripe strawberry, but how can he protect it from the big hungry bear? Get this one in its board book edition and it will hold up to frequent readings. Dawn and Audrey Wood have paired up on several of my favorite picture books for kids. Also try The Napping House, The Full Moon at the Napping House, and Quick as a Cricket, all by the same author and illustrator team. Mr. Gumpy's Outing by John Birmingham. The Mr. Gumpy books have been delighting children for decades, and it's no wonder why. In Mr. Gumpy's Outing, the animals want to hitch a ride on Mr. Gumpy's boat. And that will be just fine as long as the sheep don't bleat, the rabbit doesn't hop about, and the children don't squabble. But what if they do? My favorite part of the Mr. Gumpy books is the theme that runs through them all. In the end, all will be well, and there's always time for tea. Also try Mr. Gumpy's Motor Car by the same author, and both One Dog Canoe and One Dog Sleigh by Mary Casanova, illustrated by Ard Hoyt. Pancakes, Pancakes by Eric Carle. You can't go wrong with Eric Carle. He's best known for The Very Hungry Caterpillar, of course, which is one of the most iconic children's picture books of all time. In Pancakes, Pancakes, we follow Jack as he gathers all the ingredients his mother needs to make him a simple pancake for breakfast. The best part of all is the very last step. Also try Brown Bear, Brown Bear, What Do You See?, The Grouchy Ladybug, A House for Hermit Crab, and The Very Lonely Firefly, all illustrated by Eric Carle. Richard Scarry's Best Mother Goose Ever by Richard Scarry. Mother Goose is always a hit with the very young. There's good reason for it. The repetition and cadence of Mother Goose rhymes are both soothing and stimulating for young children. I'm partial to the Richard Scarry version, though we have several different volumes of Mother Goose floating around our house. Make sure your child has at least one volume to keep for her very own. Also try Sylvia Long's Mother Goose, The Real Mother Goose by Blanche Fisher Wright, Favorite Nursery Rhymes from Mother Goose by Scott Gustafson, Mary Englebright's Mother Goose, My Very First Mother Goose by Rosemary Wells and Iona Opie, and Tommy DePaola's Mother Goose. The Snowy Day by Ezra Jack Keats. This was one of my daughter's favorite books for several years. We read it before bed, even in the summertime. Peter gets to explore the first snowfall in his city, observing his own footprints and dragging a stick through the bright white mounds. Keats's use of both collage and watercolor are unmistakable and endearing. This book made history in 1963 by being, according to the Hornbook magazine, the very first full-color picture book to feature a small black hero. Also try Whistle for Willie and Peter's Chair by the same author-illustrator. 10-9-8 by Molly Bang. 10 small toes all washed and warm, 9 soft friends in a quiet room. It's time for bed, but not a moment before we have to go. You and your child will both enjoy the rich illustrations in this Caldecott Honor Book, which is perfect to read before bedtime. Also try Goodnight Moon by Margaret Wise Brown, Peekaboo Morning by Rachel Isadora, and Feast for 10 by Catherine Falwell, another fun counting book. The Three Billy Goats Gruff by Paul Galdone. If I could only choose one set of picture books for my kids, I'd choose Everything by Paul Galdone. His picture book fables and fairy tales are the best I've found. They are the books that get the most mileage in our home, and when I need to calm a fussy child, they're my go-to. Do yourself a favor and build a home library of the hardcover editions of these wonderful books. Also try The Little Red Hen, Henny Penny, Three Little Kittens, The Three Bears, The Monkey and the Crocodile, The Elves and the Shoemaker, Little Red Riding Hood, The Town Mouse and the Country Mouse, Jack and the Beanstalk, and Cinderella, all retold and illustrated by Paul Galdone. We're Going on a Bear Hunt by Michael Rosen, illustrated by Helen Oxenbury. Would you be scared if you were going on a bear hunt? What if you kept running into problems? If you can't go over it, can't go under it, and can't go around it, you'll have to go through it. This book is particularly fun to act out, making noises and sounds as you read. Helen Oxenbury is one of my very favorite illustrators for children. Also try 10 Little Fingers and 10 Little Toes by Mem Fox, illustrated by Helen Oxenbury, So Much by Trish Cook, illustrated by Helen Oxenbury, and Hand, Hand, Fingers, Thumb by Al Perkins. Whose Knees Are These? By Jabari Yassim, illustrated by Lei Win Pham. Whose knees are these? Knees like these don't grow on trees, so brown and so strong, to whom do these fine knees belong? Your child will giggle right along with the rollicking text in this delightful board book and may be able to read it back to you after just a few readings. Also try Whose Toes Are Those? Girl of Mine and Boy of Mine by the same author and illustrator team. Chapter 13. Age of Wonder. Ages 4 to 7. There is no substitute for books in the life of a child. Mary Ellen Chase. Read aloud time gets markedly easier around the time your child hits her fourth birthday. Kids in this age group can usually listen for longer stretches of time. They still enjoy looking at bright and beautiful illustrations, but are often also capable of listening to stories without illustrations. 4 to 7-year-olds are the perfect age for fairy tales and fables, and often delight in a variety of tales from harrowing heroic adventures to silly nonsensical stories. Children in this age bracket will likely, though not always, begin reading instruction. Something you'll want to remember is to keep books a source of delight for your child. Too often, parents and educators are overly anxious to get kids reading on their own, sacrificing a child's enjoyment of books in the process of teaching phonics, decoding, and comprehension. Keep in mind that when it comes to our kids and books, it is not worth it to teach a child to read earlier if that means sacrificing their love of reading in the process. Our first and foremost priority is to nurture a love for books. A child with an insatiable appetite for stories will indeed learn to read, though it may not happen on your timetable. Be patient. In fact, he or she will be motivated to learn to read. And the best part? He or she will still love to do it. Prioritize your child's love of literature, and you'll find that down the road, you have children who can read for themselves, and even better, who do read for themselves, even when no one is looking. In the Read Aloud Handbook, Jim Trelease writes, "Research shows that even when children reach primary grades, repeated picture book reading of the same book at least 3 times increases vocabulary acquisition by 15 to 40%. You know what this means, right? It means we shouldn't set aside picture books. Too often we associate picture books with very small children, but as soon as our children are capable of reading and or listening to chapter book length stories, we ditch them. That's a big mistake. Picture books often have a richer and more varied vocabulary than early readers and even middle grade novels. Continue to read picture books with your child even after he is capable of listening to longer books read aloud. When you're ready to take on longer narratives, you'll want to keep those read-aloud times short and choose books with fast-moving plots and likable characters. You don't want your child's first experience with longer books to be boring or dull. If you choose engaging first novels to read, this chapter will help you, your child will be hungry to find out what other wonderful stories wait for her inside the covers of longer books. When you're choosing books to read aloud with 4 to 7s, try to avoid easy readers if you can. Easy readers are written with simplified vocabulary for children who are just beginning to read so they can decode the words for themselves. As such, they often make for boring read alouds. We want to fill our children's ears with rich and varied vocabulary. You'll find that kind of vocabulary in both picture books and novels, but not usually in the leveled books meant for beginning readers. In the book list at the end of this chapter, you'll find my favorite picture book read alouds for this age group, as well as some excellent first novels to read aloud. Don't rush to get to that novel reading stage. You can stick with picture books for a good long while before ever reading a single novel. You want the first novel you read together to be delightful and enjoyable, and jumping to that phase too early will make the joy hard to preserve. At this age, it's easy to become distracted with extension activities that give your child a hands-on experience related to the book. Crafts and other activities based on books are useful if they feed your child's delight of the story, but they are in no way essential. The book is enough. The story can stand on its own. Use extension activities with a light touch only insofar as you and your child are having fun with them. The goal is for books to become our children's companions, even if we don't extend them with any activities at all. Give your child time and space, and you'll likely see their play organically spring out of the books you read to them. Let planned activities based on books be like sprinkles on a cupcake. Nice, but completely unnecessary for the enjoyment of the treat. Just as in the 0 to 3 age period, the most important aim of sharing books with 4 to 7s is to cultivate a deep and abiding love of stories. Every time you read with a child in this age range, you are planting seeds of reading desire. You are creating warm and happy memories that will shape the people they become, and you are helping them understand that reading is truly one of life's greatest delights. What 4 to 7s can do while you read aloud. Color or draw. Pull out some special pencils or markers that are only used for read aloud time. Work on paint with water books. There are some great ones by Melissa and Doug. Lace cards with string. Enjoy special sticker activity books. We like the ones by Usborne. Play with shaped magnets. animals, dinosaurs, etc., and a cookie sheet. String pony beads on pipe cleaners. Make patterns on geo boards with rubber bands. Put together puzzles. Finger knit. Sculpt with Play-Doh or Model Magic. Water Wow books by Melissa and Doug. Reusable paint with water books that don't create a big mess. My little kids love these. My favorite Bible to read aloud to ages 4 to 7. When it comes to reading Bible stories to kids in this age group, my first stop is Sally Lloyd-Jones's The Jesus Storybook Bible, Every Story Whispers His Name. There is more than meets the eye here. Sally has written every Bible story with a nod to the story beneath, the story that points always to Jesus. I spoke with Sally Lloyd-Jones for an episode of the Read Aloud Revival podcast, and she expressed her desire for children to understand that Jesus is at the heart of every story ever told, including and especially their own. 20 favorite read alouds for ages 4 to 7. The hardest part of building this book list was keeping it short. Remember not to rush into reading longer narratives with your child before she's ready. It's better to stay with picture books longer than necessary than to introduce novels too early. And keep in mind that your child is never too old for picture books. I read picture books even with my teens. Make sure the books you choose offer a variety of diverse characters and cultures. This book list will help you with that. Picture books. Blueberries for Sal by Robert McCloskey. Once you start reading to your children a lot, you'll begin to notice that some authors' names come up again and again. These are the standbys, the icons, the authors and illustrators who imprint their work on the lives of young children for generation after generation. Robert McCloskey is one such author. If you happen by a book of his in your wandering through libraries, bookshops, or used book sales, there is only one right thing to do. Snatch it up. Blueberries for Sal tells the story of a little girl and a bear cub who get mixed up on a berry-picking afternoon. Also try One Morning in Maine, Make Way for Ducklings, and Time of Wonder, all by Robert McCloskey. Building Our House by Jonathan Bean. It's no surprise that young kids love books about construction. This one is my favorite of them all. Based on Jonathan's own family experience, his parents built a house from the ground up when he was young, get a peek at all the stages that go into building a home. Bean's illustrations tell the second layer of the story, solid lines that add a sense of strength and sureness to the book. Kids of all ages, and grown-ups too, will enjoy poring over this one many times and perusing the photographs at the back of the book from Bean's real-life home-building adventures. Also try At Night, This Is My Home, This Is My School, a picture book about Jonathan's childhood homeschooling experience, and Big Snow, all by the same author-illustrator. The Circus Ship by Chris Van Dusen. If you read this book to your child, you will spend a good deal of time admiring the menagerie page. It's just sort of magical like that. Here is the story of a ship laden with circus animals, but when the ship begins to sink, the animals swim to safety. What happens when they find themselves in a town full of people, though, is where the fun really begins. Chris Van Dusen says as much in his vibrant illustrations as he does in his text. He's a master of rhyme, and your child will be introduced to several new words in a story that will delight again and again. Also try Hattie and Hudson, King Hugo's Huge Ego, If I Built a Car, and Down to the Sea with Mr. McGee, all by the same author-illustrator. Daisy Comes Home by Jan Brett. You really can't go wrong with any book by Jan Brett, and you'll know them as soon as you see them. Jan Brett's signature lush and detailed illustrations are worthy of long leisurely enjoyment. The use of foreshadowing in the borders of her carefully researched illustrations is fun even for adults. In Daisy Comes Home, Maymay has to find one of her hens, Daisy, after she accidentally wanders out into the river. a sweet story of care and adventure and a peek into beautiful China. Also try The Empty Pot by Demi, another lovely Chinese tale, and don't miss Jan Brett's other wonderful works. My favorites are The Mitten, The Hat, Honey, Honey, Lion, The Turnip, and Hedgie's Surprise. If it's Christmas, be sure to scout out her books The Wild Christmas Reindeer, Gingerbread Christmas, The Night Before Christmas, and The Three Snow Bears. The Gardener by Sarah Stewart, illustrated by David Small. It's the Great Depression. Uncle Jim is grumpy and Lydia Grace is shipped off to live with him. Lydia worries she'll have nowhere to plant her beloved seeds at her new home in the city. This heartwarming tale speaks volumes about the power of beauty in a world that feels hopeless. The illustrations lend a light, airy, and slightly magical touch to the story. Your children will feel kinship with Lydia, affection for crabby Uncle Jim, and hope for the future. Also try The Library by the same powerhouse author and illustrator, The Curious Garden by Peter Brown, and both Nobody Likes a Goblin and Julia's House for Lost Creatures, both by Ben Hatke. How to Make an Apple Pie and See the World by Marjorie Priceman. Making an apple pie is simple, really. All you need is a few of the right ingredients. Head to the shop to get those. If the shop happens to be closed, you can still make your pie. You just need to travel the world to gather up what you need. This book is a fun jaunt around the globe. Have a map ready when you're reading so you can find all the places you visit through the story along the way. Don't miss Marjorie Priceman's other similar book, How to Make a Cherry Pie and See the USA. Last Stop on Market Street by Matt De La Pena, illustrated by Christian Robinson. Winner of the 2016 Newbery Medal for the most distinguished contribution to American literature for children, as well as a slew of other awards, prepare yourself to be warmed and delighted by this tale of a grandmother and her grandson riding a bus across town after church. CJ is envious of his friends who are free on Sunday afternoon and don't have to ride the bus with Grandma. But Grandma knows what matters most and where the beauty in life really lies. One of my newest favorite picture books, this one deserves a place in every home. Also try A Chair for My Mother by Vera B. Williams and Amazing Grace by Mary Hoffman, illustrated by Caroline Binch. The Lion and the Mouse by Jerry Pinkney. Wordless books are not just for the very young. Your 4-7s will enjoy the lush illustrations and rich storyline of Jerry Pinkney's version of this classic fable. This book, set in the African Serengeti, won the Caldecott Medal for the most distinguished American picture book for children in 2010. Don't miss Jerry Pinkney's other fables, The Three Billy Goats Gruff, The Tortoise and the Hare, Three Little Kittens, and Puss in Boots. Miss Rumphius by Barbara Cooney. Alice's grandfather was an artist, and when Alice was a young girl, he told her there was something she must do. She must make the world more beautiful. Journey with Alice as she travels the world and eventually lands in a little house by the sea. What will she do to leave the world more beautiful than she found it? The artwork in this book is so gorgeous, it is permanently housed in the Bowdoin College Museum of Art in Maine. Cooney is one of the most talented children's book illustrators of all time. Also try Oxcart Man by Donald Hall and Roxaboxen by Alice McLaren, both illustrated by Barbara Cooney. Muncha, Muncha, Muncha by Candace Fleming, illustrated by G. Brian Karras. Mr. McGreeley has decided to plant a garden, but when bunnies start making nightly visits and eating up his harvest, tippy, 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 pat, muncha, 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 he determines to keep those twitch whiskers from stealing any more of his vegetables. His attempts get more and more comical until he finally succeeds. Or does he? Candace Fleming writes some of the best picture books for reading aloud. Her text is lyrical and pitch perfect, with delightful, enjoyable cadence. Also try other books by Candace Fleming, including Oh No, illustrated by Eric Roman, and Boxes for Katja, illustrated by Stacey Dressen McQueen. The Seven Silly Eaters by Marianne Hoberman, illustrated by Marla Frazee. If pressed, I am likely to name this as my all-time favorite picture book. The Seven Silly Eaters tells the story of poor Mrs. Peters, who loves her seven picky little eaters so very much. Most children's book authors will tell you that rhyming text is one of the most difficult art forms to do well, but Marianne Hoberman nails it with this delightful story of the Peters family. Marla Frazee's illustrations are hilarious, and as a mother of a house full of children, this book is welcome comic relief on my most frustrating days. Definitely one to buy for your home library. Also try A House is a House for Me by Marianne Hoberman, illustrated by Betty Fraser. The Relatives Came by Cynthia Ryland, illustrated by Stephen Gammell. And Harriet, You'll Drive Me Wild by Mem Fox, illustrated by Marla Frazee. Do your kids love rhyming books? Try Maurice Sendak's Chicken Soup with Rice, a book of months. Strega Nona by Tommy DePaola. Meet the book that made Tommy DePaola one of the most iconic children's book creators in history. Strega Nona tends to the residents of her Italian city of Calabria, helping them with their baldness, their warts, even whipping up love potions. But the real magic of this book happens when her helper, Big Anthony, gets his hands on Strega Nona's pasta pot. Big Anthony is as lovable a character as you can come by, if only he would pay attention. Your child will adore this inspired tale, as well as all of the other books about its characters. Strega Nona, Her Story, Strega Nona's Magic Lessons, Big Anthony, His Story, Strega Nona Takes a Vacation, Strega Nona's Harvest, Strega Nona's Gift, Strega Nona Meets Her Match, and absolutely anything else by Tommy. Other favorites in our house include Nana Upstairs and Nana Downstairs, The Art Lesson, Tony's Bread, The Lady of Guadalupe, The Legend of Old Befana, The Legend of the Poinsettia, and The Clown of God. When it comes to the work of Tommy DePaola, you can never have enough of it on your shelves. Thundercake by Patricia Polacco. A storm is on its way, and Grandma and her granddaughter are waiting for it by making a thundercake. But storms can be loud and scary, and will they be able to get all the ingredients they need in time? A story about courage. Not the absence of fear, but the willingness to face it. And a sweet tale of a grandparent-grandchild bond. This is a book that will become your standby storm read. In our home, we pull it out at the first sound of thunder. And of course, it lends itself perfectly to whipping up an afternoon snack. Try making the thundercake recipe listed in the back of the book. The secret ingredient may surprise you. Also try Rechenka's Eggs, The Bee Tree, and The Keeping Quilt, all by Patricia Polacco. Another picture book that highlights the special bond between a caring adult and child, in this case, a father and daughter, is the award-winning and absolutely stunning Owl Moon by Jane Yolen, illustrated by John Schoner. Tops and Bottoms by Janet Stevens. Bear is lazy as can be, but Rabbit has a plan. He and Bear can partner up. Bear can keep on sleeping as long as Rabbit can plant a garden in Bear's spacious yard. They'll split the harvest 50-50. Bear can even choose which half he wants. A trickster tale with fresh vision, this is a book that will delight and surprise your young readers. The illustrations add their own bit of humor. Also try The Trickster Tales by Eric A. Kimmel, illustrated by Janet Stevens, Anansi and the Magic Stick, Anansi and the Talking Melon, and Anansi and the Moss-Covered Rock. William Steig's Dr. DeSoto is another trickster tale with a twist that children seem to love. Water Can Be by Laura Purdy Salas, illustrated by Violetta DeBija. It might seem impossible to introduce your kids to science through poetry and gorgeous illustration, But Laura Purdy Salas and Violeta Dabija do just that in this lovely book. What can water be? A thirst quencher, a kid drencher, a cloud fluffer, a fire snuffer, and a whole lot more. This whole series is just spectacular. Also try A Leaf Can Be and A Rock Can Be by the same author and illustrator team. Novels. A Bear Called Paddington by Michael Bond, illustrated by Peggy Fortnum. One of my favorite books to recommend as a first novel to read aloud, A Bear Called Paddington is even better as an audiobook. I love the version narrated by Stephen Fry. All of the Paddington books are crammed with hilarious adventures and, well, misadventures. He's impossible not to love, and your kids will beg you to read just a little more to find out what happens next. All of the books about Paddington Bear are fun, including More About Paddington, Paddington Abroad, Paddington Helps Out, and Paddington Marches On. Be sure to look for the unabridged novel versions. These are by far the best. The picture book and abridged readers don't do the stories justice. Also try The Tales of Olga the Polga, written by Michael Bond about a guinea pig with a wild imagination. Some of the Olga the Polga books, however, are out of print and harder to find. Anna Hibiscus by Atinuke, illustrated by Lauren Tobia. Anna Hibiscus lives with her entire family in Africa. Amazing Africa. Your children will love hearing the tales of her aunties and uncles, of extravagant Aunt Comfort and Double and Trouble, Anna's twin brothers. Written by the brilliant Nigerian oral storyteller Atinuke, who longed to tell the stories of the Africa she knew growing up, these books make perfect first chapter books to read aloud with lovely illustrations by Lauren Tobia on nearly every page. They can be a little hard to find, but they are worth any effort you make to bring them into your home library. Also try other books about Anna Hibiscus, including Hooray for Anna Hibiscus, Good Luck, Anna Hibiscus, and others. Begin by Aaron Ulrich and Philip Ulrich. When a young bear named Growly receives a mysterious message, he knows it's time to leave his quiet life in Haven and set out on an adventure. He's got his backpack, a glider, and a whole lot of gumption as he heads out on his journey. The Growly books are wholesome stories that enchant young readers, even as they stir a sense of adventure and intrigue. Also try the rest of the books in the Growly series, including Wide Water, Morning, and the standalone book about the village Growly calls home, Haven. My Father's Dragon by Ruth Stiles Gannett, illustrated by Ruth Christian Gannett. This book remains the one I recommend to anyone who is ready to start reading aloud longer narratives with their kids. I've read this book successfully with children as young as 3 and as old as 8. The narrator tells the story of his father, Elmer Elevator, as a young boy who journeys to Wild Island where no one comes back alive to save a baby dragon who is being treated harshly. Elmer's unusual collection of supplies helps him get out of all sorts of scrapes and escape being eaten by the ferocious animals on the island. The chapters are short, the vocabulary is rich, and the story will keep even your littlest youngsters riveted. A fabulous choice for your first chapter book. Also try the rest of the series about Elmer Elevator, including Elmer and the Dragon and The Dragons of Blue Land. Old Mother West Wind by Thornton Burgess. I believe Thornton Burgess to be one of the greatest children's book authors of all time, though his work is often overlooked. He wrote nearly 200 animal tales for children in the early 20th century, and much of his work is in the public domain today. You can find inexpensive copies of his books published by Dover Children's Classics. The characters in his books, Jimmy Skunk, Sammy Jay, Bobby Raccoon, Grandfather Frog, and many others, including Old Mother West Wind and her Merry Little Breezes, appear in his stories time and time again. I love the little bits of true knowledge about the critters that appear in his whimsical tales. Also try The Burgess Animal Book for Children, The Burgess Bird Book for Children, The Burgess Seashore Book for Children, and all of his The Adventures of series. Tum Tum and Nutmeg by Emily Byrne. Mr. Mildew and his motherless children live in a cottage, unknowingly aided by a couple of sweet mice who help Mr. Mildew tend to his kids. When Aunt Ivy comes for a visit and spots the mice, however, things get interesting. Aunt Ivy is determined to rid the house of mice. This book will make you want to brew a pot of tea and whip up some scones. It's laugh-out-loud funny and incredibly endearing. Don't be intimidated by the size of the book. The pacing and format make it easy to read even to very young children, and delightful sketches are littered throughout the tale. Also try The Borrowers by Mary Norton for another miniature tale, or The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. Far better and much less scary than the movie, this is one of my very favorites to read aloud with this age group, and even with older kids. Chapter 14. The World Expands, ages 8 to 12. Reading gives us some place to go when we have to stay where we are. Mason Cooley. Ah, 8 to 12s, I admit, this is my favorite read-aloud age of all. The books written for this age group are simply fantastic, some of the best books you'll ever read. In addition, children this age tend to have a lengthier attention span, and especially if they're doing something with their hands while you read aloud, like drawing or watercolor painting, they can listen for quite a long time. The most important thing to keep in mind when reading with 8 to 12s is simply that you must continue to read aloud, even as your child becomes a proficient reader himself. As noted in the previous chapter, the increased vocabulary and academic benefits of reading aloud continue to hold true through this age group. You can easily read aloud above your child's independent reading level, since your 8 to 12-year-old will have a higher listening comprehension level than reading comprehension level. When choosing books to read aloud with your 8 to 12s, try to cover a variety of genres. Children of this age often zero in on their favorite types of books and then read narrowly on their own. That's fine. I let my 8 to 12s read narrowly if those books light them up and nurture their reading desire. I do try to purposefully read aloud from a variety of genres, however, in order to introduce my kids to other books they might not pick up on their own. This is the age where parents often stop reading aloud to their children, but it's where you actually want to increase your read aloud time if possible. Kids in this age range are interested in discovering all the things about the world they don't yet know. They have an unquenchable thirst to learn about other people, cultures, and experiences. Demonstrating that books quench this thirst is exactly what we're going for. When you have conversations about books with 8 to 12s, you give your child practice at asking questions about a book. What you'll find, although it may take some time, so don't expect it right away, is that your child will begin to ask questions and think deeply about the books she reads on her own. This is because of the way you interact with her when you spend time reading together. You are giving her good mental habits, habits of asking questions and thinking deeply about books. Those habits will spill over to her independent reading and to other areas of her life as well. This is a great age to begin reading the classics aloud. Books like The Wind in the Willows and The Secret Garden are great for 8 to 12s. Reading classics can be very enjoyable, as long as you don't feel the need to be a literary genius yourself. Don't worry about whether you're missing deeper meanings, allusions, or literary devices embedded in the text. Classics are, first and foremost, stories. Stories that have stood the test of time. Just enjoy them for what they were meant to be. When you enjoy reading them aloud together, rather than expecting your child to read them on his own, you're removing the intimidation factor. Your child will learn that classics are not something to be afraid of. They are just really good stories with older language. By reading them aloud, your kids get to fall in love with the characters and stories rather than feeling intimidated by them. This is exactly what we want when it comes to classics. Don't feel pressured to introduce your kids to classics too early, however. It's better to wait until they are ready to have a pleasant experience than to introduce them too soon and frustrate everyone involved. I've included a few favorite classics on my list, but you'll find mostly newer, more contemporary titles there. I can't wait to introduce you to some of today's best. Some parents tell me they feel silly reading to their readers, but your children will benefit greatly from you reading aloud to them long past the time when they begin to read independently. You're forming memories they will carry with them into the future. Remember to keep read-aloud time delightful. Read books that you loved as a child and books that light you up and keep everyone hungry for one more page or one more chapter. It is extremely important that books be associated with delight and enjoyment for your 8 to 12s. This book list should get you off to a good start. I've chosen some of the most delightful reading experiences I could find. Remember to read genres that you normally wouldn't pick up to see if you or your child might find an unexpected interest there, and to read about diverse cultures and characters. What 8 to 12s can do while you read aloud. Color, sketch or draw, paint with watercolors, use paint by sticker books, Workman Publishing, sew by hand, knit or crochet, model with clay, sit on an exercise ball, fold laundry, my own favorite, put together simple kits from the craft store. Hearth Song makes design kits that my kids enjoyed at this stage, fairy, equestrian, car design, fashion studio, and interior design have all been good options. Find them at hearthsong.com. My favorite Bibles to read aloud to ages 8 to 12. Amy Steedman has written a collection called Read Aloud Book of Bible Stories, published in 2012 by Sophia Institute Press, that I absolutely love to read with this age group. When we're reading Bible stories, it's easy to hear the same old story over and over, but Steedman's lyrical language and rich storytelling bring the Bible to life. I think your kids will enjoy hearing these conversational and engaging stories read aloud every bit as much as you'll enjoy reading them. Another favorite is the Urgemeyer's Bible Storybook, written by Elsie Urgemeyer, illustrated by Clive Upton. Stories are told in chronological order. I like to hand this one to my independent readers, but it can also be read aloud enjoyably to kids both older and younger than this age group. When my oldest kids were 12, 10, and 8, I read aloud The Action Bible by Doug Moss and Sergio Cariello. This is the Bible in graphic novel form, and your children may prefer to read it on their own. We found the read-aloud experience of it to be quite delightful, however, and the kids were able to follow along while looking at the illustrations over my shoulder. There is also a good audio version available, and my son enjoys listening while he follows along in the text. 20 favorite read-alouds for ages 8 to 12. An 8 to 12 is seeking to expand her view of the world, and the books on this list will help her do just that. What you'll find is a mixture of historical fiction, fantasy, and realistic stories. Some combine all three of those elements. We still don't want to ditch picture books, as they provide rich vocabulary and engaging storylines that 8 to 12s still often enjoy. I've included a few favorites for this age range within the list. A child of 8 to 12 likes to laugh and be delighted, but is also ready to read about characters who are living heroic lives. This, of course, requires dire circumstances and big stakes. You'll find books that touch on issues our children are thinking about. Friendship, loyalty, courage, and fear. The books on this list will call your child to consider moments when true heroism is needed, and to consider life from a point of view she hasn't experienced. They will also leave you and your child with a sense of hope and awe. I hope they will make you laugh, think, and ponder life's greatest mysteries together as you read. Picture books. Locomotive by Brian Floca. This Caldecott Medal-winning book is a richly detailed picture book about America's brand new transcontinental railroad in the late 19th century. There's plenty to look at in Floca's illustrations and informative text. Books by Brian Floca are excellent choices for kids in this age range who enjoy nonfiction. Also try Moonshot, The Flight of Apollo 11 by Brian Floca, and Finding Winnie, The True Story of the World's Most Famous Bear by Lindsay Maddock and Sophie Blackall, a beautiful picture book that tells the remarkable true story of the bear who inspired Winnie the Pooh. A Poem for Peter, The Story of Ezra Jack Keats and the Creation of the Snowy Day by Andrea Davis Pinckney, illustrated by Steve Johnson. Ezra Jack Keats made history when he wrote and illustrated the first mainstream picture book to feature an African-American boy. For decades thereafter, young readers would fall in love with Peter, that brown sugar boy in a blanket of snow. This gorgeous and lyrical account of the groundbreaking work of Ezra Jack Keats just begs to be read aloud. Pinckney's lyrical text slides off the tongue. This is a longer picture book than you might be used to, which makes it especially suitable for a slightly older crowd, and it can provide lots of fodder for good discussions about civil rights and the courage to pursue your dreams. Also try The Right Word, Roget and His Thesaurus, Jen Bryant's picture book biography about Peter Mark Roget and the First Thesaurus, illustrated by Melissa Sweet. Another great choice is Some Writer, The Story of E.B. White, a slightly longer illustrated biography about one of the greatest children's storytellers of all time, written and illustrated by Melissa Sweet. Novels. The Bark of the Bog Owl by Jonathan Rogers. This book has flown to my favorites of all time list. It's the kind of book that's better, I think, if you know little to nothing about it in advance. It has all the best traits of an adventure tale, with a touch of the fantastical thrown in for good measure. More than meets the eye, this book will make you laugh, but also cause you to consider big questions about purpose and calling and what we're made of. This is the first book in the Wilder King trilogy. Also try the rest of the Wilder King books, The Secret of the Swamp King and The Way of the Wilder King. Scylla Lee Jenkins, Future Author Extraordinaire by Susan Tan, illustrated by Dana Wolfcott. Scylla Lee Jenkins has got to be one of the most wonderful characters in children's lit. She's also on a tight deadline because her baby sister is about to be born, and everyone seems preoccupied by that. She needs to hit the bestseller list so her family realizes how amazing she is. This fast, hilarious, and touching story will have you cracking up even as Scylla navigates life as a biracial child in a world that doesn't always understand her. Also try Melissa Wiley's The Prairie Thief, another rollicking and delightful story that is quick to read. Emmy and the Incredible Shrinking Rat by Lynn Janelle, illustrated by Jonathan Bean. Who can resist a mystery about a very good girl, a talking rat, and a horrible, wicked nanny? This page-turner is laugh-out-loud funny and will keep you and your kids guessing right to the end. The pacing is spot-on. If your kids are hesitant to be read to, try starting here and see if your listeners can resist the pull of just one more chapter. Mice and rats play feature parts in some of the best stories for this age group, so also try Mrs. Frisbee and the Rats of Nim by Robert C. O'Brien, and Poppy by Avi. Esperanza Rising by Pam Munoz Ryan. This award-winning book tells the story of Esperanza, a Mexican rancher's daughter whose greatest worry is what to wear to her quinceañera. When tragedy strikes, Esperanza and her mother must flee to America for refuge. This is an incredibly powerful story of hope, courage, and perseverance. Recall how, in Chapter 5, we discussed the importance of books acting as windows, mirrors, and sliding glass doors. This book is a window, one that will open your heart, causing you to pause and consider what it takes to face overwhelming difficulty. It demonstrates that the human spirit can rise up in hope, even in the face of tremendous hardship. Simply beautiful and empowering, I'd read this one with my 11s and 12s or older. Also try The Dreamer by the same author. Pam Munoz-Ryan is one of my all-time favorite writers for children. Kids who enjoy these books may also enjoy Lois Lowry's historical novel about the Dutch resistance of the Nazi occupation, Number the Stars. The Family Under the Bridge by Natalie Savage Carlson, illustrated by Garth Williams. This book won a 1989 Newbery Honor for good reason. Armand, a curmudgeonly tramp living on the streets of Paris, is unhappy to share his space under